hear the truth, be a witness. John chapter 4, verse 35, New King James Version, and it reads, Do you not say, There are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. John 4 has an interesting account of one-on-one evangelism, witnessing and mass evangelism. Jesus had to pass through Samaria. The culture of the day had prohibited the Jews from socializing with the Samaritans. Our Bible tells us that Jesus broke all protocols set up to advance this practice, verse 7-9. While walking, being thirsty and tired, Jesus sat by a well. At that time a woman came to draw water. Jesus engaged her in conversation and revealed her lifestyle. Immediately she realized that Jesus was a prophet. After the encounter with Jesus, the woman went into the village and said to those around, Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Have you ever had such an encounter? Have you heard from that man? Do you believe the words of Jesus Christ? Jesus remained for 2 days with the Samaritans. The end result was that many believed because of the testimony of the woman and many more believed because of the teaching of Jesus. This was sowing and reaping in less than 1 week. The disciples were then reminded that the farmer usually says that he must wait 4 months before harvest time. Jesus had, however, just demonstrated to them that in the kingdom of God sowing and reaping have no specific season. We are reminded here that we are to preach the word in season and out of season, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. What can we learn from this account? Evangelism doesn't have to be a planned event. Every day we wake with purpose in our lives. We must be prepared to witness through our lifestyle and the use of the gospel of Jesus. Do not discriminate. Remember, the world is the field. Work while it is day. Glorify Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest.